Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio, I'll bring that back for you. But for now, very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Friday's edition of Spectrum. My name is Lukom Kwedi-Puti. I'm absolutely thrilled to spend the next 2 hours with you. And it is, of course, a time for us to begin a great Friday. And I'm starting it off with, I don't know if I should just coin him local artist, but I love the sound of, you know, saying all South African artists are local, whether they go international or not, but they're local, they're one of our own. And so this afternoon, I'm having a chat with a gentleman by the name of Judah ZA. Judah, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
We are fun, I'm not Judah, to be a local artist.
I'm a local artist. I'm a visa, I'm fine.
So you cannot just be coined that. No way.
But I am a South African-born musician, yes.
Definitely. I must say, when I got the directive that I'd be having a chat with you today, I was like, oh, what are the chances? Because I don't know if I'm acting too old, but I've seen you grow. I've watched you grow on the socials. And I'm like, Oh, man, I can't believe that Judah now has his own music, just by the way, because we always know you from these other big brands, which I'm not going to mention right now. I'll leave that to you if you want to. But Judah, you are a South African-born artist, like you say. I think let's start with you before we start with the recent music that you've released. Perhaps just take us along. Who is Judah? Maybe just, you know, somebody will say, who are you? And I say, I'm Lukom Kwedi-Puti. But no. There's much more to me than just that. So who are you exactly?
Well, I am Judah ZA.
Mm-hmm.
But my name's Artemisani Ngwenya. So the name Judah comes from scripture.
Hi, and Judah. Was it never your ideal name, Judah?
Even now, it's not on my ID. I'm a pastor's kid, so the one time my father preached a very dope sermon, and I came across the feeling of wanting to be called Judah.
Wow.
And And so that came, and, you know, as we built our brand and started getting known for our work, I kept that. But my name, if you don't know that I'm Artemisani Ngwenya, then you don't know me.
But that's what shocks me, because I've been following you for years, Judah. That's why I'm like, so Judah was never your name. That's why I'm like, Aibo.
You know, so Judah, I found Judah, I think I was a teenager when I met Judah. Yeah, so that's who I am. I'm born and bred in the East Rand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of three boys born of one man and one woman, all in the same house. Praise the Lord. And I'm the firstborn of 3 years. And we grew up in the church environment. We play music, all of us, quite frankly. Me and my brothers have you know, served our dad's church all our lives. So that's who I am. And, you know, even the music thing, that it comes from my parents. DNA, my father was a musician in his time. And my mother in her own right as well. So that sums up, you know, who I might be in terms of, you know, answering who Judah Artemisani is. Yeah.
You might have heard Radio Pulpit Family when he said, we play music or something. And you're probably wondering, because oftentimes I'll interview a person who just sings. But I have always just known Judah to be a pianist. And so that's how, when I saw music from Judah, I was like, I'm actually interested to hear what part of it is Judah. Is it the playing? Is it the singing? Do you actually sing, Judah?
Look, one day I will, you know.
You'll give us a line or two?
I'll try, you know. You know, but on this piece of music, I'm not singing. I'm just a songwriter and the producer and the brains behind the art, you know.
Let's talk about your music journey, Judah, because I understand, Uguti, you started way back as a child. Like you're saying, some people might know your dad, and definitely, if I think they should know you, or maybe I just followed music too much. But I mean, from your dad, perhaps there was a proper transition to you, because you have made a name for yourself in the music space as well. Maybe share with us where your journey all started. I know we're not talking about that. Your whole journey. What got you into music, and perhaps how you got to where you are? Because like I was saying, I do understand you've worked with one of the artists that we know in South Africa right now. So if you can take us through your journey.
So you say the word transition, or, you know, transfer. And usually when something transitions, it means it was, right? So it has been. That's why it reaches transitional stage, right? You can't transition without, right, having been.
Of course.
But my, when did it transition from my dad to me? I'm answering that question. It transitioned from my dad to me when I was in my mommy's belly. He speaks so boldly about this, about Pepe Ngwenya, and he says, when I was in my mother's belly, he would lay hands, he would pray and speak of multiple portions of what he had identified as his gifting from God. And so my father was a prolific musician in his time when he was my age. He was the piano player. He was one of these singers. You know, technology was different back then, so they didn't get to produce and stuff much. They were not much making music with computers, you know. When we were growing up, I think I was 3, the first time I tried picking up drums. I was 6 when I actually started playing at church. I was 14 6 when he also taught me keyboards. And then I was 14 when I recorded the first time ever in my life. I was a part of like a project.
You're 14?
I was 14 years. My uncle was the producer, and I was playing second keys for something called Summer's Collaboration. I would go to studio sessions in school uniform. I grew up in that space.
So music is all you've ever known, basically. You grew up in music.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know, I think, I'm trying to remember, I was 17, yes. I'm 29 this year. I was 17 when I recorded as a lead musician, when I recorded piano and had my ideas being done on stage. And it was 2013, I remember, when we recorded some album for a guy from the East End. I did that, and I became like everybody's favorite piano player where I was from, you know. Everybody would say, hey, man, you understand gospel music differently. And my dad would not be fazed. And sometimes I'd have issues with that. Man, everybody's excited, but this guy is just out here chilling. I think it was from the understanding of what he had done when I was still, you know, in my mother's belly. You know, so, man, time passed. The gifting of my father, the covenant he made with his God before we were born is, I think, what people are seeing now. Because my dad did not play music for long. He started a church when he was 26, 27, and he's since focused on that. Greatly gifted, you know, but focuses on that. And I believe that what me and my brothers are is really an extension of what he is. Baba. So, Nguyen will be shocked, but Nguyen to the extent. Sometimes when I see where I am, I ask myself if really that's what that man is made of, you know? And so, okay, we grew up 18, 19 years old, 20 years old, 21. I record and co-produce with the late Bab Nezi Mumei, Soul, rest in peace. He Women in Praise.
Sure.
I'm 21.
21 only.
21. We record. The album comes out. People are excited. sharp. Stuff is good. Life goes on. Great stuff. I am 20. And this is like there's a lot happening in between, né? A lot of other projects, participating in other things, etc. I think the first time I went to Downtown Music Hub, and you know, if you're a South African musician and you haven't passed there, you're either too young right now.
Exactly.
Or if you are old and have never passed, it means there's things you haven't done yet. You know, because everybody has been to Downtown Music Hub.
Yep.
You know, and I was a kid in Sayalapa, and I would put papas. They would teach me how to use computers. And you know, quite frankly, I think I'm one of those kids who can say the game raised me. You know, because my dad was a pastor. So he's not an industry musician. So he doesn't, you know, associate with a lot of these things, you know. But a lot of people in his time who were alive with him kind of held space for me and, you know, showed me the ropes type of thing.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, really the industry did raise me. And I think I was 25-ish when I started really getting, like, popular work with popular people and big names. But stuff had been happening in between, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm 29 this year, and, you know, God just keeps showing himself so strong on my behalf. Now, transition still. I've played so much music with so many people in this country. I feel like I've reached the threshold of what my gift is in that facade, right? As somebody's keyboard player, as somebody's producer, and it's been beautiful. God has been faithful, and, you know, shout out to everybody I've done good stuff with, you know?
Yeah.
However, this guy who is this age, who's about to walk into his 30s, is at a different conversation with himself, his gift, and the Lord Jesus Christ, right? We are getting introduced to the ministry man, the ministry guy. So,
the ministry guy being Judah.
Yeah, this person who's dropping music and doing all these things. You know, so the chat is more on that coming to the forefront. People hearing my voice, my mind, what I think about the things of God, etc., etc. And that's the guy you're talking to right now.
Judah, there was a time, I think I didn't see you for quite a while, where you went really silent. And I remember one day bumping into some podcast, and I was just listening to you speak. And I thought to myself, this is a different Judah. Maybe my question right now is, whoopi Judah, and it seems as if you went into some secret place and a new you came up. Well, where were you? What were you busy doing all that time? Or did you just disappear from the limelight, but the work continued?
I didn't disappear much. I guess I just had to reposition, you know. Yeah, and you know, COVID did us dirty, man.
True, true.
So, I had to find, you know, ways of existing outside of being somebody's keyboard player, honestly, because then you must wait for somebody to call.
Yep.
You know, and if that call doesn't come, it means stuff doesn't happen.
Mm.
So, you know, in COVID, we had a lot of time to really work on our craft, and that's when also, like, the real producer came out, you know, when, like, started knowing how to use computers, like, DAW's software to create, enhance, manipulate different music. And you know, and so that space required a lot of isolation to learn how to do stuff, you know. And also, as I'm growing, I'm parenting people now and stuff like that. So, you know, life is serious. You avail yourself to what's necessary, and sometimes not everything about this gift man needs my
exactly true.
So yeah, so I just chill out, man. I just try to live a routine life, and sometimes that means my business is mine. But I'm here, I'm healthy, you know. I'm still the person you know.
Yeah, let's talk about your recent offering, Judah. All of Me. All of Me is, tell me, why All of Me? Let's start there. And what is it? Is it an EP? Is it a single? You know, we are acquainting ourselves with these languages now. EPs, singles, what's the other one?
Yeah.
Full albums and all of that. Look, take me as a lame person right now. Give us more info on your offering.
All of Me out now on all DSPs dropped this morning. All of Me is a single. The first release from this guy I've just introduced you to. We are working towards giving God's people an album, which we are almost fully prepared for. We're just submitting the work as per industry structure and, you know, marketing structures. But All of Me is a single featuring the gifted and anointed Tsepang Mputi. So, to cut a long story short, things have happened, life has evolved, I've experienced, I've come across, I've had to come against, you know. And at the back end of all of that, I just felt like this new guy that people say is new, really been like I need to like rededicate myself. And that's what that song is about, this specific song. You know, it's sitting in the middle of the album, and the album as a storybook, you understand why those lyrics are in the middle of the album. I speak for a good 30 seconds on repentance before the song starts.
Wow.
On the album. The story of the song really is what I've just said. After having grown up a bit, gone through life's things, and coming to the place I'm coming to now, a place I call purpose and destiny, I feel the need to rededicate this guy to the Lord, and this is the best way I know how, you know?
Through music.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say this is a story of your repentance and your growth?
This is not really a story of repentance. Like, I've got a list of cases. No. No. It's a storybook of just the evolution of this guy. And, you know, where I was. First of all, I will say to you, the first song on the album is probably 20 years old.
Oh, is it a hymn?
Yeah. No, it's, I think, yeah, man, maybe we should get my dad a hymn book, okay? Because that's how many songs he's written in his life.
Enough to, you know, make a whole hymn.
Yeah. A whole hymn book. No, Lord, You Are So Wonderful is the first song of the album. And I was a kid the first time I was, like, playing that song at my dad's church. And, you know, that song has kept me all my life. It's just one of my favorite songs of all time, you know. And, you know, from that song, coming is different storytelling songs all the way to the song that the people are hearing today entitled All of Me.
Oh, interesting. Tsepang Mputi, I don't know, who is Tsepang Mputi? Is it the same one, You're the Pillar That Holds My Life?
Yes.
Oh, same lady.
I almost said it's the same girl, but the girl is that one singing.
Has grown.
Pillar That Holds is now a full-grown woman, you know.
Yeah.
And she's still my baby sister, but Utsepang, we've been around each other since we were, you know, kids. She's at High Praise Center with Bishop Benjamin Dube, and she served there her entire life. And, you know, my exposure to that church and the things that happened there is what brought us together. And, you know, we've always been around each other. When it matters the most also, dare I say, you know, I was in a very quick conversation with her this morning, and she was like, your place is in my heart is very concrete, and it's forever, because, wow,
aww,
it's been a long time. And, you know, but I'm just also so stoked about how this song really was for her. When it came, the song said, "Hi, I need you to find Tsepang to sing me." And that's what I did. And I think had I not done that, it would not sound, it would still be a good song, but I think the impact it makes currently has a lot to do with what Tsepang carries, you know? So Tsepang Mputi is the voice of All of Me. And I'm so grateful that she had, you know, come through and participated that way.
Oh, man, that's really great. So it only dropped this morning, you say, Judah?
It dropped this morning. That song is, what, 16 hours old?
Wow. So what should we expect from this offering, Judah? Are you going to be doing tours? Are you going to, you know, or is it just one of those, nah, I'm just doing it, you know, for music to be out there?
Well, because we are on radio, I don't want to say too much.
You don't want to be quoted.
Yeah. I'll just say, make sure you know what's up with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure you put my name and put it .co.za, see what you find.
Come on
up,
now.
You know, and, you know, stay in tune with my approach to this whole thing of, you know, making music for God. My approach, I believe, is very different. And you just need to stay tuned to see it come out in stages, et cetera. So, yes. We might be found on a stage somewhere,
mm-hmm.
You know, singing the song with Chapango. She might be found somewhere singing the song, even in my absence, or, you know.
Wow.
I think music like this, once it's out, it doesn't belong to you anymore.
Exactly.
It belongs to the people's heart. You know, today, mature people in the things of God, like very mature people in the things of God, these are people who aren't easily movable, easily impressed, or, you know, people who don't just throw, oh, you're so gifted, comments around, nah? Send heartfelt messages. My dad was one of them. Now, for my own father to send a message or record a voice note and be on record, acknowledging the level of gifting that song presents, the level of anointing that song presents, was priceless.
Oh,
and in that moment, I knew that, oh, okay, this song is done being mine. Now it belongs to the people because it's serving the people in many different ways. People are hearing different things. I got 2 DMs today from teenagers saying, hey, man, you know, I'm going to try stop smoking, man. The song says I must give myself back to God, you know, and people know my life. You know, my life is out there for the most part. So people know my mistakes. People know all these things about me. And it's nice to see that, you know, my evolution is also bringing light to a certain generation.
Of course.
You know, so stay tuned, man. That's all I can say. Stay tuned. I've worked very hard over the past couple of months. There's so much to share, but I just can't say too much about it.
I thoroughly understand. Now, Judah, if we would like to keep in touch, perhaps in terms of following your music and just following events, you know, around your music, how do we do that? Any social media platforms?
Instagram is the most reliable for me, but the best thing is to check out the website.
Oh, yes, you did say you're the triple W gang.
Judah.co.za. Every other question is answered on the first page, you know, where to find me, even geographically sometimes, you know, what's happening with whom, where to purchase the ticket for what, and where to find what type of content. We have the Judah Music Factory on YouTube, which is mostly the musical stuff, and we have Judah.atv. which is mostly the individual and their life according to the path they are on now, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, search. Wherever you find the search bar, just Khoi Judah there. I'm sure you'll find some answers, you know, across the world even, yeah.
Oh, wow. Judah, thank you so much for your time. And thank you for doing great music. There's nothing that impresses me like South African artists doing a good job and nothing mediocre.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
If people remember, I speak so loudly against mediocrity, especially in the kingdom of God. I do not understand why we must all be okay with being second best just because we are Jesus' kids. I don't get it.
Exactly. Doesn't make sense.
I hate that notion with all my heart.
Yeah.
You know, but we do our best to give God's work the best quality available to us.
Oh, man. I'm about to play your song, Judah. What's your what's your closing line just before I play this song, if you can lead us out of it?
Give it all to God in prayer, is what I could say. Give it all to God in prayer. You will feel the burden lift off.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Judah. God bless.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love.
on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.